T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morris into the crowd, spilled the beer. Morris is dripping with beer. He's just soaked in beer in the pour, and it's in the guy's hair. It's in the guy's hair. Beer is every place.
Dale Arnold.
Big Booty Judy Award.
Rich Key.
I love my money.
I'm so glad that I jumped off of the Kyrie Irving bandwagon weeks ago. For everybody that's still on it, get off now. Get away from there.
Dale and Keith.
That's why my friends call me Whiskers.
Do they call you
that? Yeah, I'm curious like a cat.
Hand your phone over right now. Show me where somebody called you Whiskers.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number 3, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI. We have 3 television monitors here in the studio. And generally speaking, when we're on here, we have 2 of the 3 on sports. And I have a news station on the other one just to kind of keep up with the real world. Right now, CNN has gone wall-to-wall coverage about Patriots owner Robert Kraft charged for soliciting sex.
Yeah.
Chris Jansen.
Twice.
Yeah.
Double time. Wasn't a mistake.
Chris Jansen of MSNBC points out what is the legitimately horrifying aspect of this story. Not that Robert Kraft would know this part.
The human trafficking part, right?
Florida police say that this place is a massage parlor where women who were told they were coming to the U.S. for legit jobs were in fact held as virtual prisoners and sex workers.
Yeah, I mean, that's awful. That's the worst part, obviously, of this whole thing.
Now, nobody is suggesting any of these charged men, the so-called Johns, knew any of that. That's certainly not what was involved, but there's the embarrassment factor here from the Patriots' perspective.
And this is so embarrassing. It's really what it is for Kraft. I think ultimately what happens with Kraft is it is a fine. I don't think he's going to jail or anything like that, but because he is the most famous person involved, his name is going to be the one that is breaking the news. But some of the headlines initially were a little misleading, because at first you read it and you're thinking he's in charge of all this, or he is at any point set up the human trafficking. Whereas, no, it just seems like he was a customer at this quote-unquote massage parlor that you got other acts involved there, and he went a couple of times. What's also gross is there is apparently video of these acts happening to him. So not just him walking in.
Not just him, but all 100-and-some-odd guys.
There's cameras in there? Like, good Lord. But so that is, it's just, for him specifically, a real, real embarrassment for a 77-year-old guy who's a billionaire, who is, you know, one of the more prominent, powerful owners in the NFL. You know, this is not what you're looking for.
The Vero Beach police chief, a guy by the name of David Curry, altogether, they said warrants were issued for 173 people on charges ranging from human trafficking to racketeering to soliciting prostitution. Robert Kraft is in the soliciting prostitution category. But this police chief said, and I'm quoting now, "These girls are there all day long into the evening. They can't leave. And they're performing sex acts. Some of them may tell us they're okay, but they're not. We know that. Even though we may have charges on some of them, we'd rather them be victims."
Yeah, I wonder how much Robert Kraft knew. Like, that's the only area where I think it could get really dicey for him, is if he knew a little bit more than this. Like, is he just going there thinking that these women work here, and this is part of their job that they've agreed to do? Or does he have any point think that, oh wow, like, these women are being kind of held against their will, they're being forced into doing this stuff? If he knows that, and if they could prove it anyway that he knows that, then I think he'd be in big trouble.
173 people have been charged altogether. 165 men have been basically charged with paying for sex acts. They said the age range of the people arrested range from 19 to 84.
So he's not the oldest.
He's not.
77, though. He's got to be closer to that. But do we get a Patriot statement at some point today? I mean, I think it's kind of hard to ignore. I mean, they're probably trying to figure something out right now. and release that. And, you know, as because he's probably going to have to. I mean, they have a warrant out for him, don't they? So, he's going to have to go in at some point.
The guys
and figure this
in
out.
That area,
yeah,
I think have been arrested already. My guess is Robert Kraft is not there now, so that they will issue a warrant for his arrest, and he'll have to, you know, surrender at some point to answer to the charges. I mean, this thing came out of nowhere. I should point out that the law enforcement agencies, and we mentioned it was kind of a multi-agency thing. Homeland Security, IRS.
Yeah, they were all down there.
All these different police chiefs, sheriff's offices. What they were investigating was a human trafficking scheme. That these women were brought to the United States thinking they were coming here for legitimate jobs, according to the legal authorities. They were then forced into this prostitution ring and basically kept as prisoners.
Right.
What the police were trying to get was that. What they ended up getting as well were the men who have been charged as so-called Johns.
Right. And if that's all that they knew, I think for someone like Kraft, it'll probably just come down to a fine, kind of some public embarrassment, a little bit of shame, and then you can kind of go about your business after that. That's what I would think for him. I don't know if anything is going to really stick. Now, again, he becomes the face of this whole thing. Nobody's ever heard of any of the other people that are down there, at least to our knowledge. It's not like he's tagged on there with other owners or athletes or famous people for that matter. So he is going to be the face of this whole thing. There are some real charges for those involved in the human trafficking, for God's sakes. But for the prostitution part of it, I think it is more just embarrassment. I mean, we'll see what happens. I'm curious to see how they respond to this. Because, like, Robert Kraft doesn't do a lot of interviews anyway. But is he going to feel obligated to do some sort of sit-down? Like, are we going to get a Sports Center sit-down with him where he sort of explains that, hey, maybe I made a mistake? Or I don't know. I mean, I'm really interested to see what happens with both he and the Patriots, how they respond.
Legal officials in that area, Indian River County in Florida, said that they've been investigating this for 6 months, multiple massage parlor locations. They have the names of these massage parlors that they raided. They don't mean anything to me. I mean, I don't know where any of these places are.
Yeah.
But they've talked about the human trafficking aspect, which is what they were investigating,
right,
which is what they wanted to beat down here. And in addition to that, they ended up charging these Johns as well.
Because I've seen some of the stuff on Twitter, like, oh, what's the big deal, you know, paying for sex? And I would say for this investigation, the big deal is the human trafficking part of it. And then for Robert Kraft, I think the big deal is just sort of the embarrassment that is there, right? I mean, again, Jim Irsay is the closest thing I can think of. But for him to be the owner of the Colts and then to get popped and with all the pills and everything else that he was doing, that was just embarrassing. They didn't take the team away from him, but it was just, okay, really, now he becomes the butt of every joke. And now I feel like Kraft is probably kind of in that category now.
Police authorities in Florida said covert surveillance inside detailed sex acts on dozens of men. So this was part of their sting operation. They did have covert video.
Oh, so they set up the video. That makes more sense. Why would the parlor have video?
No, the police.
They got in there. They set up some cameras.
The police
or whatever.
Said covert surveillance inside detailed sex acts on dozens of men.
So what you're telling me is there's a Robert Kraft sex tape out there.
Well, we don't know which of the men arrested have video. I mean,
and not to turn into a science class, but sex acts can be many different things. Don't you think? Let's just leave it at that. Rossi, you have a thought?
It could be numerous
many
amounts
things.
Of things, but I don't want to see any of it.
I don't want to see any of it either.
No.
I am probably good. Will TMZ have it? Or do you have to go to, like, Pornhub? Like, someone's going to have this. What?
TMZ will have it.
These are the questions. They're going to have to blur it out, though. Even TMZ doesn't show nudity.
The part that changes this and makes it dramatically more troubling is the whole sex trafficking, human trafficking part. That's the part. And I'm not sure how any of the Johns would know that part.
That's
the horrifying part of this whole
thing.
And
that's why, like, and I've seen all the jokes on Twitter, and most of them are great, but I'm just, like, that's the one part where you're like, ugh. Right? Like, that is, it's not like, again, my knowledge on this is limited, so it's not like Robert Kraft went to the Bunny Ranch, like where Lamar Odom was for so long. Like, it's not like he went there. It's a TV show we've all seen, and it's and he got in trouble there, and it's like kind of, and you can make all the jokes. The human trafficking part is really sickening. And that is the part where they were really what the
these police
Homeland Security was
said,
doing.
The police authorities said that many of these women seem to be living in these facilities. They literally
awful.
Could not
just,
leave.
It's disgusting. I mean, there's no other word for it. It's absolutely disgusting. But I think, I don't know how they would be able to prove that Robert Kraft knew that was even going on. He probably just thought that, this is a massage parlor that, you know, wink, wink, offers some other things at the end of the massages. That's probably what he was thinking.
Yeah, what he's been arrested, what the warrant that's been issued for his arrest is for soliciting sex. The human trafficking charges are for the people who run these facilities, who own these massage parlors. They're the ones who have been charged with human trafficking.
Yeah, but again, and that's why the headline, you got to read some of the stories, because the headline is what's really misleading about it. Some of the headlines that are out there, they've started to change them a little bit, because they really didn't make it out to be like he was going to get charged with human trafficking, where that is not the case. He is getting charged with solicitation. He's a John in this scenario on two occasions. That's what we do know right now.
Here is the spokesperson for Robert Kraft has issued the following statement. Quote, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further," unquote.
Okay, so these cameras, if they really have them, somebody's wrong, right? If he is saying, because, okay, in Florida, any kind of prostitution.
Well, and we should say we don't know who they have video of.
One of the articles I read said of Kraft they have video of. I have like so many articles up right now, but one of them said they have video of him during the act. So if that's the case, maybe Robert Kraft and his spokesman, maybe they know something that we don't. But according to some of the articles that are out there, some of the different news stations that are out there talking about it, they say they have the video. And so just to be clear, prostitution in Florida is illegal. Correct?
Yes.
So if they have any video of that, then this statement is wrong. Or it's a lie. But we will soon see.
We'll get to the calls with you guys in just a few minutes. We will have a producer from TMZ on with us at about 12:50 or thereabouts. It's Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We will talk to one of the senior producers at TMZ about 20 minutes from now or thereabouts. TMZ was the first. Aren't they always the first?
Always. Every single time. Although this was an occasion where
They were first by minutes.
Right after that, it was everywhere else. It was all the local TV stations and TV news websites down in Florida. They all had it, but then it got picked up everywhere. I mean, they got Adam Schefter talking about it on SportsCenter. CNN's talking about it. I mean, it is the number one story right now. And we're talking about it.
And the whole aspect of this, as we said, there's 165 men, I think, that
yes.
They say have been charged.
Yeah.
There's only one name on that list you'll know.
Right. Clearly. I mean, that's why he's leading the way here.
On Twitter, they've shown a page of names,
yeah.
And it's the name and the birth date. And I mean, I don't know any of the names on the list I saw except
of course not.
Kraft, Robert.
Yeah. So two counts, misdemeanor, soliciting prostitution. That is what he's dealing with right now. And Dale, you read a moment ago, a spokesperson for Robert Kraft had a very...
I assume that's Stacy, perhaps?
Could be. I don't know. This is a... I saw a tweet from a news guy for NBC is where I saw it first reported. And he just says, very short, quote, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further. So that's probably all you're going to get for a long time on that front. But because I still, the illegal activity part of it is, you know, the human trafficking is the most important part of this, the most significant part of this. That is where, you know, they could be facing some real charge. It's awful. It's disgusting. And some big time charges there. He's doesn't appear to be anywhere associated with that part of it, but it's the prostitution, which is illegal down there. And I was reading an article from Fox News, and they said police said they have Kraft and others on video receiving the sexual acts and that he participated in prostitution in Florida two separate times. So if those videos exist, then this spokesperson's comment is going to be proven false. That's if, you know, you believe
right.
what that article says and what the police said.
I mean, it has suddenly become one of the biggest news
yeah.
stories in the country
yeah,
within
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah.
And all because there's one name on the list that everybody knows.
Right.
And you saw him accepting the Lombardi trophy on the floor of the stadium
you
know, just weeks ago.
And fans outside of New England around the country are absolutely sick of him. They're sick of Belichick. They're sick of Brady. These guys win nonstop. He is probably one of the four or five most influential owners in the league. A lot of people go back to him thinking that there was no work stoppage in large part because of Robert Kraft. So he is a very, very well-known owner. Like, if you take all sports, like the most famous owners, he is one of them. The team, as you said, just weeks away from winning the Super Bowl. So to get caught up in this, it really is just embarrassing, if nothing else.
Martin County Sheriff says the women involved in human trafficking were given no days off. They averaged about 1,500 men a year. He says their hygiene was minimal at best.
Awful. It's sick. I mean, it's sickening. Like I think we've all seen documentaries or different movies about stuff like that, and it makes you so sick when you hear about it. And so I would also be surprised at this point. And hey, Robert Kraft's statement through his spokesperson, maybe that'll end up being proven true. But Dale, when you take into account 8 months of an investigation and all the different people involved here, Homeland Security, the
IRS.
Jupiter Police Department, the sheriff's office down in Palm Beach. Do you think they're just going to throw his name out there? I certainly don't. I don't think they're just going to say, hey, add this guy to the list. I think they're going to do that if they have pretty good evidence. So,
guy by the name of Evan Rosenbaum from TMZ will be our guest.
Okay.
At about 12:50. I'll be curious to see how they will they tell us? How are they always before the police held their press conference? TMZ
yeah.
had it out there.
I mean, so it would have gotten out there without TMZ, is what it feels like. You know, because everybody else was able to pick it up and have all the information. But the NFL cannot be a huge fan of TMZ. You know, going back to Ray Rice, Kareem Hunt.
Right.
I mean,
right,
they really have exposed them before.
Kathy's in Connecticut. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Excuse me. I'm fine, guys. I listen to your show all the time, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
However, I've been listening to you for like the past 15 minutes, and I'm looking at this from a mother's perspective. I'm trying to raise my 20-year-old daughter to have morals, and I'm very strict about it. And I don't believe that it's just embarrassing. I think it's disgusting. Because Bob Kraft, all these years, has tried to come off as a very philanthropist, moralistic guy, and it's just not true. I mean, personally, I always thought he was kind of a showboat myself, but, you know, it's not just embarrassing, it's disgusting. I look at my father, you know, 7 kids. I mean, it's like, no, it shouldn't happen. It's I don't want my daughter marrying somebody who's going to go out and soliciting sex.
I hear you. I mean, that is, I think not everybody would feel the exact same way as you, but I definitely understand where you're coming from there. I mean, especially when you are an owner like this and you are looked up to. I think when something like this happens, there's going to be a wide range of emotion. Some people are going to feel a lot like Kathy does. Other people might just say, well, you know, what's the big deal? But it all comes back to, you know, I guess your morals and sort of how either how you were brought up or how you view everything that's going on. Yeah, I can understand where she's coming from there. Now, I don't know. I mean, it's not everybody is going to see eye to eye on this. That's for sure. Not everybody is. I mean, some are going to take it more seriously, and I get it. Like, I understand that. But for those that kind of dismiss it and say, like, unfortunately, it probably is pretty common. You know, so if you're grossed out by the whole thing, you know, Robert Kraft's not the first person or the last person to do something like this. Now, how many of those guys are billionaires and how many of those guys own teams? I guess that number is probably a little bit lower. But still, this is kind of uncharted territory, I would say.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not sure that this ever gets to that stage, but let's not forget that the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, does have the ability to punish teams, punish owners. He did so in the instance of, was it Cleveland?
With what? What'd they do?
Was it the legal charges? I'm trying to think.
So I don't think anything's going to... I don't think the league... Now, if a player got popped for the same thing, let's say a player was on the list, what would happen to the player?
Player might get...
Might get something. Might get... Maybe there's even a fine. Actually, that's a good... What happened with Jim Irsay?
Yeah, Irsay did get... Irsay did get...
Something happened with him, right?
The team was fined, I think.
Yeah, but I don't think there was ever really a thought of we're going to take the team away from him or anything like that. I don't think that happened. But I could definitely see a scenario where there is some sort
Jim
of penalty.
Jim Irsay was suspended 6 games.
Whatever.
Was fined $500,000.
By the way, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, I mean, suspended
the owner suspended
from what?
You got to watch this at home. Like, okay, fine. Probably even more comfortable at home. So, okay, add that to the list then. I said embarrassment before. Maybe he is suspended. Maybe he can't sit in the box for a few games.
There is a league personal conduct policy that owners and they say GMs and everyone is file under.
All right. So maybe that will happen to him.
It was Irsay that I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
And now, I didn't remember the suspension part because...
Because what the hell does that mean?
Who would
you
know?
Suspend the owner?
Yeah. I mean, fine $500,000, it's a lot of money to us.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, probably to Irsay, it's like, okay, fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. So if you slap him with a fine like that, fine. But it sounds like, at least based on the one quick statement that we have, that they may be fighting this. So there may be a little bit more. I mean, if he's just straight up denying it, saying they categorically deny.
If you're just joining us, and you may be.
Go ahead, run your recap.
Yeah, the reports out of South Florida is that Robert Kraft is among a list of, I think, 165 men who have been charged with soliciting prostitution. This was as the result of a six-month sting operation that was being run by a conglomeration of legal authorities, Homeland Security, the IRS, local law enforcement authorities in the area of Jupiter, Palm Beach, Florida. What they were trying to do was bust human trafficking rings. The allegation is that women came to the United States thinking they were coming here for normal, regular jobs,
right,
and were in effect made human prisoners and sex traffickers. See, that's where this story kind of ceases. There's no amusement factor
that
here.
Part there is no joke to, like, there is no there. And again, I know a lot of people are looking at just the Robert Kraft part of it and they're coming up with their own comments or whatever, but that is the real just disgusting, sickening part of the whole story. And that's also why they were in really investigating this. Like, if these, it's still illegal if there were women that were there that were working there And they wanted to work there.
Because they wanted to be.
And they were getting a little extra money and they were doing that kind of thing. Like, unfortunately, that's probably all over the country. But it's when the human trafficking part is just so gross. And that is why Homeland Security and everybody else was involved. And then it just so happens that one of the clients was none other than Robert Kraft.
Now, I don't know the whole list. As I said, I've seen a page on Twitter of a bunch of names. It's probably 30 names or something. Obviously, there are several pages. On the page I saw, Robert Kraft's the only name anybody would recognize, unless you live in Jupiter, Florida or something.
Right.
I wonder if he's going to be the only high-profile name on this list. Is he going to be the only name? Because right now, he's the only name that's being
There are reports through Reddit right now that there is going to be many more NFL players, agents, and potentially team members that will be involved with this. None bigger than Robert Kraft.
Asante Samuel has weighed in.
Oh, boy.
Do you want me to read that one?
Please.
Okay. Asante Samuel said, "Tell Mr. Kraft to come kick it with me. I got this place called Tootsie's. He can have whatever he likes." Sorry.
Yeah, thanks, Asante.
He's not alone. There's going to be a few other athletes, I think, tweeting about this a little
bit. Well, I'll say this. There was a whole bunch of joke tweets going for a while there. And then as the human trafficking portion of this story started to come out,
right,
the jokes kind of dried up a little bit.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, because there is no joking part of that end of this story.
No. No, there isn't. But we'll see. I mean, this all happened. This is less than an hour ago. Less than an hour ago,
yeah,
we saw the tweet for the first time. We mentioned it. And then since then, there are countless articles written about it. Everybody is talking about it. News stations, sports stations. It doesn't matter. Every single person has picked this up. We have, I would say, a decent amount of details here. At least if you believe everything that is being reported, it's a pretty good breakdown of how long the investigation took, the video evidence that they claimed to have. And so we'll see what happens, you know, from here and what Robert Kraft, where he goes with this and what the team says.
I will repeat the very short statement by Robert Kraft's spokesman. I don't know if this was Stacey James or not. The statement says, quote, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further."
And just to point out, that directly flies in the face of what the police have said. The police claim to have video evidence,
yes,
of sexual acts taking place with hundreds of people, including Robert Kraft.
Well,
somebody's wrong.
From a legal point of view, and again, not having been involved with the law much in my life,
okay,
if you plan to plead not guilty,
you probably have
isn't
to go that
what you have to say?
Yeah, I guess. But so does he not believe that there's video activity? Or, I mean, maybe he is 100% innocent. Maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's somebody who looks like Robert Kraft. Like, I don't know. But I would assume that the police, and not just the police, it's Homeland Security, it's everybody else that's all involved in this really long investigation, I would think that they have it. So a not guilty plea may not work out very well if they can just pop in the video and show everybody.
We'll talk to Evan Rosenbaum from TMZ coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As always seems to be the case, TMZ was where we first saw this story reported. It is everywhere now, obviously. Robert Kraft, among those charged with solicitation in South Florida. Evan Rosenbloom is the executive producer for TMZ, and he joins us right now. Evan, thanks for being with us. It's Dale and Rich. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. It's the inevitable question we always ask of TMZ. How are you guys always first?
Man, this was a crazy story. This was a team effort by our staff here, where we were getting tips for the last couple of days, and we were trying to put all this together. So we were kind of ahead of everybody else because we had a strong, strong feeling that this was true based on the people that we've been speaking with. And then with Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr, everybody was just kind of waiting for him to confirm it today. And as soon as he confirmed it, boom, we were up.
Now, were the tips about the prostitution and the human trafficking, or was it more specifically about Robert Kraft's involvement in it?
A little of both. I mean, we were hearing a buzz a couple of days ago that this prostitution sting in Florida. By the way, this is a massive prostitution sting in Florida. Like, several law enforcement agencies were working with Homeland Security and all this. So, more than 100 alleged Johns involved. So, we were being told from the beginning that there was a prominent person involved. So, we've been trying to dig, 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 and dig. And everybody else other than Jupiter had revealed the names of the Johns in their particular, you know, areas where they cover. And there weren't any names. We're like, okay, Jupiter is the wealthiest area. Jupiter is where all, you know, all the rich people in that, it's the wealthiest area of all the places that were doing these prostitution things. So it all sort of, you know, came together. Robert Kraft owns a home there. And then, I mean, sorry to kind of evade the question a little bit, but it was more that he was involved. We didn't know the exact nature of what the accusation was, just that he was a part of this investigation.
As I understand it, based on what I've read so far, the six-month investigation was really centered on the human trafficking aspect of it. The Johns that have been busted as part of this were almost like ancillary to what they were really focusing on.
Correct. I mean, what the officials say is that these two women were running a human trafficking ring, and they were importing women from other countries and using them as sex slaves in Asian massage parlors, and that these men were going to the massage parlors not for massages, obviously, and knowing that this was, I mean, that's what cops are saying, that they believe that people knew that this was a prostitution house instead of a massage parlor. And that's why Homeland Security was involved, because they believe that the women running the operation were illegally importing people from different countries. It's a really, they were using them as sex slaves, and they were saying that the conditions inside the parlors were so bad that these women were like sleeping on the floor and cooking their food outside the building in the back. I mean, it sounds terrible.
Now, is there any way of knowing whether or not Robert Kraft or the other Johns were aware that human trafficking was involved?
I mean, we're going to find that part out. I don't want to speculate yet, but cops are saying that they are confident that everybody who was involved here knew that it was a house of prostitution and not a massage parlor. But that's as much as they're saying at this point.
And is there any indication, based on your reporting thus far, that the list is complete? We have all the names, or are we going to hear about other people as we go forward?
No, we have all the names now. We've been running names just to see if there's any connection with anybody else, but it doesn't seem that there's anybody else who's prominent, like especially the impact that Robert Kraft has. What's interesting about Robert Kraft, by the way, is they say he didn't just visit once. He went back twice, and he was chauffeured there. And they say they have video evidence from body cam footage, and also they were surveilling these parlors for months. So he's denying it, by the way. We should also say that. He's categorically denying any wrongdoing, but cops seem to believe they have a strong case against him.
Yeah, that was my next question. They released, spokesman for him released a very short statement, but it does say they deny that he engaged in any illegal activity.
Correct.
Based on what you know, isn't that false?
I mean, the only implication here is that they're saying that he went to these massage parlors for massages, and cops are saying straight up, strongly,
right,
there were no massages. Yeah. That if you walked into this parlor, you knew what you were doing. So it's going to be interesting to see the extent of the evidence that they have against him. Again, they say they have video and they say they have records and all that stuff. If I'm Robert Kraft, I'm buying the best attorney that money can buy and trying to go to war, I guess.
Is there another shoe to drop, or do you think that your reporting on this story is completed now?
There might be another shoe to drop. It depends on the details, you know, what police report. If I don't want to get into the can get graphic, I guess, based on what he did inside of these parlors or what he allegedly did, but that could be a big deal. Now, obviously, the NFL is going to investigate as well, and he could face a suspension from the league, especially if he's convicted in this case. They can suspend him. It'll be interesting to see the reaction from high-profile players like Tom Brady and people like Bill Belichick to see if they put out statements of support or if they condemn him.
Is there any chance that these tapes make their way out into the public?
Yes, there's almost a 100% certainty. This is all going to be public information, and as soon as the case closes, they're going to probably release all of this stuff. So you're probably going to see, I would bet on footage being released of seeing Robert Kraft walking into these parlors.
Well, walking in, I could handle.
What about once they're inside?
That's going to be different. I unless cops had some undercover people working inside. I doubt that you're going to see footage from inside.
But, I think they did. I read a couple of different articles were saying that they were confirming. I think it was Detective Sharp. He said the question was, does the video contain Mr. Kraft inside receiving the alleged acts? The answer to that question is yes.
Yeah, well, then, you know what? You might see it.
Jesus.
I mean, most of the time when you're seeing stuff like that from police body cams, cops will blur it themselves, so you're not going to see the sex tape. But they'll put out enough video to be able to identify him and see him, begin the alleged crime. I mean, that that right. cops usually right. do.
Well, as always, TMZ was at always. The forefront yeah. of this. Evan, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
No problem.
Take care. Thanks Evan so Rosenblum from TMZ Sports.
So or, this
no,
was
TMZ, not TMZ Sports. This
yeah,
was
straight TMZ.
The main TMZ site.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it was Detective Andrew Sharp. He's been holding like a little bit of a press conference down there, answering a lot of questions to the news stations. And this was part of what I just read, but this is what he had to say.
Is there video evidence of this alleged act?
Yes, sir. For all the individuals being charged.
So everybody involved. So there's over 100, as you said, 165 or whatever it is, that are being charged with essentially being John's solicitation. There is video of them. So it's not just walking in, because I think that's the case where if you're Robert Kraft and whoever his lawyer is going to end up being or team of lawyers, if it's just walking in and you deny, and there's no real proof of it, maybe there's a way you can kind of skate by. I think it's going to be tough, especially when they show you the conditions in there and sort of what the deal is once you walk in.
People have tweeted out photos of the front door of the place.
Yeah.
And it says massage. And
It's like Craigslist. Yeah. Like, you want a Craigslist massage?
My point is, if the only video is him walking in,
then you can
say, hey, look, I went to get a massage.
But there's Detective Sharp saying, no, there's video inside. There's also inside. So whether or not, I don't know what those cameras were, how they got them in there, whatever. But this is a 6-8 month long investigation. So they've been people that are aware of this. And as Evan just told us, this is all over Florida. This has been a major operation that they've been trying to put together for a long time. And there are some serious, serious charges that are going to be given out and hopefully get these monsters and throw them behind bars. That's not going to be the case with Kraft, but he's the most famous name involved in this, so that's why he's getting all the headlines and all the attention.
According to the police, and I forget which law officer it was, I believe Jupiter. If I'm wrong, I apologize, but what they said is that he was chauffeured to this facility.
Right.
That he was driven there, then went in.
Yeah.
So, theoretically, they could try to find a witness from within the Robert Kraft camp.
Yeah. They have all kinds of details on this. They say it's $59 for 30 minutes. It's $79 for an hour. Detective Sharp didn't know how long Kraft was in there or how he paid, but they certainly know that he was in there, and there's video of him both walking in and while he was in there. We're hearing, and this isn't also like, oh, they reportedly have this, or there's like, you know, little stories coming out. That was the detective holding court. Like, he's telling you what they do have. And it sounds like they probably have a little bit more.
By the way, based on what I've been reading since, I mentioned to you that on Twitter, I saw the page of the names and the birth dates of the people who are charged.
Yes.
Reportedly, that's the entire list.
Oh, so that's less than 100.
But some of them were charged more than once, in other words.
Oh, I
like
gotcha.
In Robert Kraft's case, he was reportedly charged with 2 counts. Some of these others may have been charged with more than that. But the list that's out there is reportedly the entire list, and he is the only name that will jump out at you. I know that Rossi said that there's some Reddit post somewhere saying there's going to be a bunch of other names. Not this list.
No, we're looking at the names. We can even read them, but they bore you to tears because
we won't know any of them except Robert Kraft. That's the only.
I know some people on Twitter were wondering why there's no Tiger Woods, because he's down there in Jupiter, Florida all the time. But no Tiger Woods. Looking at it, it's in alphabetical order. No Tiger. Just one famous person on this entire list. There you go.
I will repeat that the spokesperson for Robert Kraft, quote, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further." Now, that flies in the face, obviously, of the reports from the police down there.
Right.
Police say Kraft was driven to the spa, and a video obtained does contain the Patriots owner in a sex act.
So I know we have to see how this all plays out, but just strictly based on the... I don't understand why the police would lie about that specifically. I don't know what advantage they have to that. It makes no sense. Whereas if you are on the Robert Kraft side of this and you want to sort of deny it and maybe get some more information, get some more lawyers on it, you can almost understand where his statement is coming from. But it sounds like based on everything that we know, they're going to be able to prove him wrong pretty quickly. Like, just here's a tape, boom, you're already lying.
And it seems to me that if you're Robert Kraft's side, if you, in fact, become convinced that they have the videotape, you plead guilty and pay your fine and and move on from this as quickly as you possibly can. The last thing in the world you want is to go to court and have this videotape entered into evidence.
My goodness. I mean, I think it's going to be a fine. And then we were just looking it up before that Jim Irsay, when he embarrassed himself and embarrassed his team and embarrassed the league with all the other stuff, he all of a sudden he got suspended for 6 games, you know, whatever the hell that means, you know, as an owner. So I would think a similar punishment could be what he faces, although, I mean, he's going to deny it, so we'll see how long that goes on.
If you're just joining us, that's the story that is everywhere. In fact, as we talk right now, the lead story at the 1 o'clock hour on CNN is police, New England Patriots owner accused of soliciting sex. That is the lead story in the 1 o'clock hour on CNN. ESPN over my shoulder, the same thing. Every news website out there. And this all started initially from the TMZ report, which, as we read it to you, we said the first part of this sounds different than the last part of this. The opening line of the TMZ report said New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been named by police as a person involved in a recent prostitution human trafficking sting operation in Jupiter, Florida, making it sound as though Robert Kraft was involved in human trafficking. Then you got to the last line of this and said that, you know, he was identified as one of the Johns who was charged. He's been charged. Allegedly, there are 2 counts against Robert Kraft.
And they made it clear, too, that it was 2 different occasions that he went there. So he went there once. They have video of that. And then they didn't say how long the in between the time, like, you know, how in a month or a week or whatever it was. But he came back twice, and they had evidence of all of that. So it seems like it's going to be a tough thing for him to win if he decides to, you know, plead not guilty to all this.
I would say, based on the press conferences that the police have held down in Jupiter and that area,
it seems pretty buttoned up.
You now know everything there is to know about this. At this point, unless they come up with something else, we've got all the details now.
Well, the one thing, too, and I think it's a fine line, and I don't know how they're going to prove this, but we were just talking with Evan from TMZ, and he was saying that everybody that went there, including Robert Kraft, clearly knew that it wasn't just a massage parlor. Like, you go in there, and it is very obvious of what kind of services they have there. But the other part of that, which could really turn into a disaster, is were they aware that these women, it was human trafficking involved? Because that's the worst part of this entire story. And if they had any idea and they just said, I don't care, like, I'm just going to go here anyway. And if they knew that, that is just horrible. But I'm basing it right now, just looking at everything that we know, that he knew that this was a place that you go and get services that aren't exactly on the menu, if you will, but probably not thinking that these are women that were brought over from China and were told they were going to have real jobs, and in reality they didn't, and they had to live there, sleep on the floor. And you had the number, like, 1,500 clients a year or something insane. I mean, that's...
Well, that's what the legal authorities are alleging, that these women were basically held against their will, in effect, human prisoners and sex traffickers. And these are the legal authorities now saying this, that some of these women were servicing 1,500 men a year, and the legal authorities saying basically against their will.
Yikes.
It's horrifying.
And so none of the current Patriots, I haven't seen anything with any of those guys.
And you won't.
And they're smart. This is the Patriots, after all. You know, if this was the Steelers, I'm sure Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and all those guys would have comments very quickly. But no current Patriots. Former Patriots have weighed in. Asante Samuel has had some tweets. Some of the other guys have had some tweets. But current Patriots, not a single thing. No official press. Did you get an email? I don't think we got the release. It was just that one.
The two-line statement.
The two-line statement is all that we've gotten to. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes.
Obviously, as details change, as we get more information. Now, I will tell you that Adam Schefter said on SportsCenter, a source told Schefter Kraft is not the biggest name caught up in the sting. Now, I will tell you that the list that I've seen, he's the only name I know.
And we just asked Evan from TMZ, and he said this is the list. The list is complete. Then maybe that's where Tiger Woods enters in. He's a bigger name.
Yeah. Now, Adam Schefter again said a source told him Kraft is not the biggest name caught up in the sting. It's the biggest name we know of right now. The other names that are on that list, maybe they're big shots in South Florida, and I don't know any of them. I don't know any of the names other than Kraft. But maybe there's more information to come. It's Dale and Keefe here on Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.